Oh, yeah? Well, just take a hike. Well, what I learned from my German friends. This is going to be a good episode. This is so practical. I can't wait to share today a little tip for you that I thought about the other day when I had a revelation. It is going to be good. Welcome to the Exceptional Husband Podcast. This podcast is for the husbands and fathers who are not satisfied with the status quo. You see, to be exceptional means to be rare, better than average, or deviating from the norm. On this journey, we will look at practical strategies, tips, and even experiments to break out of the usual and surprise our spouses, and at times, even ourselves. You are listening to the Exceptional Husband Podcast. Why settle for average when exceptional is an option? Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Exceptional Husband Podcast. My name is Joe Sellers. I'm your host, and I have a just special episode today because this is something that I feel like is so practical that this is something that really can help you no matter where you're at in life, what you're going through, what challenges you may be facing. And so it came as a revelation to me the other day when I was thinking about something and it dawned on me. Just how much this has helped me in my life. So this is one of those practical tips. And I realized with the little intro there and in the title of the podcast, I don't know, maybe I'm dating myself. Maybe you guys have never even heard the term, oh yeah, take a hike. It's usually when you hear it, especially with a little bit of force behind it, it's kind of slang for, oh yeah, we'll just leave, just get out of here. And the only thing that it's kind of like a double meaning there. When I say take a hike and it means to leave, well, what I'm hoping you're going to leave behind is maybe some stress and some mental blockage that you may have when you're trying to make decisions, things like that. But basically, this is something that I actually learned from my German friends, Brenda and Jürgen Pauli. When I was stationed in Germany in the early 90s, this is what sticks out in my mind. One of the things that sticks out in my mind is we would go over there and visit them and have a meal. And then after the meal, it was customary to go for a walk. And it's interesting because then years later, fast forward to just a few years ago, when I was going through the Fit Father program, which, by the way, that is one of the interviews I did was with Dr. Balduzzi, Anthony Balduzzi. I interviewed him last year when we're talking about health. And so, but it's one of the things that he actually mentions in his program too, just about how healthy it can be to take a walk after a meal. So it's like he reinforced what I learned from my friends in Germany years and years ago. But today I am talking about a simple health benefit in mental health, physical health of walking, just taking a walk, just going for a hike. And when you think hike, you may be thinking, oh, walking stick and backpack and water and trudging through nature. But I'm also just talking about here, just walking around your neighborhood. And obviously, if you can hit a trail somewhere that's out in the woods, then that's even better. But just go for a walk. So I want to give you some scientific or studies or things like that, some of the scientific background of it first, and then I'm going to wrap it up with just some practical things of what I've seen in my own life. You know, a study's great. You can read about, you know, they've done a study of 18,000 people in 30 countries, whatever. But bottom line, at the end of the day, it's like, okay, well, what have I seen in my life? How does this really help me? How have I been able to apply it to my life? And so that's where I'll wrap it up. But let's start off with some studies. I found a few that I'm going to reference here. One came out of an article from GoodRx Health. And what they talk about is physical activity is essential for healthy living. And it talks about how you don't have to run marathons or do like these super high intensive activities to stay healthy. Obviously, if you do HIIT training, things like that, that's great. But at the same time, if you are physically unable to do those things, still walking is an excellent aerobic exercise, and there's a whole list of benefits. And what's one great thing about it, especially for me, is it's low impact and accessible. Anyone can do this practically. You know, obviously I understand if you have mobility issues, it might be harder for you, but at the same time, it's what most people are able to do this. And if you set up the right walking routine, it can really help keep your mind sharp and your body healthy. and you're going to find yourself in a better mood with more energy, and you can find all kinds of reasons. You can start building your own list of reasons to keep walking. So let's talk about some of the benefits that they list in this article about from walking. So the first one they mention is it lifts your spirits. So if you're feeling down, if you're dealing with depression, if you're just kind of in the mully grubs, then consider going outside and just going for a walk. And there have been multiple studies that have indicated that walking reduces symptoms of depression, and it can also help with anxiety and even loneliness. And one thing they recommend is leaving your phone at home and head somewhere where it's scenic for an even bigger boost. And researchers have found that if you take a forest walk out in the woods, taking time to slow down and experience the outdoors, then it's going to be particularly beneficial to you. And it's also, they've even had some studies that have said it's even increased self-esteem and definitely improved your mood. Second thing to talk about is it helps you maintain a healthy weight. So walking is an approachable exercise that you can use to maintain a healthy weight. And, it's whether you carve out time for long walks or not, still any amount of walking is going to help you. And then there was a small study of women with overweight obesity. Research compared the effect of long bouts of walking with shorter, more frequent bouts. The women who took 2 25-minute walks a day lost more weight than those who took 1 50-minute walk per day. And I could guess why that could be. One, it's splitting it up. Maybe they were taking it after a meal. But anyway, the point is, if you walk consistently, it can improve your health and help maintain your weight. It can improve your heart health. If you want to be more active in order to boost your heart health, walking is a great place to start. If you say, "Well, I'm going to run a marathon," that's awesome. But let's be practical. If you're not healthy, if you're not exercising, walking is a great place to start. And it can lower your blood pressure. Almost 50% of adults in the U.S. have hypertension, and if left untreated, it can really go progress into serious health conditions, including heart disease and kidney failure. But even moderate to high intensity walking is a good way to lower your blood pressure. It can also help control your blood sugar. Walking can lower your blood sugar, which can help prevent or manage type 2 diabetes. And you can start slowly. You don't have to take off in a range walk, is what I call it. When I learned the term in the Army, where you have to do this super brisk thing, but just walking, just taking a 15-minute walk after every meal has been shown to be especially beneficial for people with prediabetes, which is something I mentioned earlier about walking after meals. Reducing your risk of heart disease, it's going to help reduce that. Another benefit is it's going to actually strengthen your immune system. Research suggests that aerobic exercise really helps fight even the common cold. So walking can reduce your chances of catching a cold this year, or the length of severity of cold symptoms that you may get if you do get sick. It protects your bones. Weight-bearing activities like walking keep your bones healthy and strong. They challenge you to walk against gravity, which may slow bone loss in people with osteoporosis. Number 6, relieves joint pain. Walking is a low-impact exercise that's easy on your joints, and so it can be a good option for people with arthritis, fibromyalgia, or other conditions that have some muscular disease or challenges. And it can even reduce aches and pains associated with those conditions. And so in a 2022 study, walking helped people with knee osteoarthritis stave off the pain. And I know, I'll inject some personal stuff here in this one point. For me, it's that balance. If I exercise too much, my joints feel it. If I don't exercise enough, I feel it. So there's a happy medium, I believe. I believe you can overdo anything, but it is really good. I've seen it myself. It really does help stave off the pain, especially from arthritis and knee and joint pains, things like that. Number 7, aids in digestion. It says skip the couch after dinner and go for a walk instead. Post-meal walks help your body break down food, speeding up digestion, according to a study. That's what I've already mentioned a couple of times now. Number 8, it prevents varicose veins. Number 9, it can boost your energy. Number 10, it can enhance your sleep quality. Number 11, it improves cognition. And number 12, it sparks creativity. And we're going to talk more about that here in just a little bit with the practical side of things. And number 13, it encourages productivity. So just a walk around the block can literally help you get more done. That's one thing I realized when I was working in the office and a few years back, pre-COVID, before I moved to my home office. After lunch, I would take a walk, a few laps around this one area, and it really would help me come back and be more productive in the afternoon, especially. Number 14, this is great, helps you live longer. And last but certainly not least, from this article anyway, in a study spanning 10 years, researchers looked at the effects of walking on mortality. They found that older adults who walk at least 15 minutes four times a week live longer than those who didn't. So that's kind of in a nutshell, this one study, just how great walking can be for you. There's another study. I'll just cover this hit it real quick. CDC. They also posted an article, and it says a single bout of moderate to vigorous physical activity improves your health and benefits your health. Three main areas that can do almost immediate benefits is it can improve your sleep quality, it can reduce the feelings of anxiety, it can reduce your blood pressure. And then long term, over consistent time of walking, if you start walking on a regular basis, then it can improve your brain health. It's been found to reduce the risk of developing dementia, including Alzheimer's disease, and it reduces risk of depression. Another one is heart health. It lowers the risk of heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. Cancer prevention lowers the risk of 8 different cancers: bladder, breast, colon, endometrium, esophagus, kidney, lung, and stomach. Healthy weight. It reduces the risk of weight gain. Bone strength. It improves your bone health. And balance or coordination. It can actually reduce the risk of falls. So that's a study or an article from the CDC. And the last and not least here is a study from Harvard, a Harvard article. And these are five little known facts about how walking can help you. And the first one is it actually counteracts the effect of a weight-producing gene. So Harvard researchers looked at 32 obesity-promoting genes and over 12,000 people to determine how much of these genes actually contribute to body weight. And then they discovered that among the study participants who walked briskly for about an hour a day, the effects of those genes were cut in half. Okay, so that's a study of 12,000 people. So it's not just, you know, went out and asked five people about this. This is a Harvard study. And so then part of that is they also realize it can protect you from damage of chronic inflammation. So science has proven that chronic low-grade inflammation can turn into a silent killer that contributes to cardiovascular disease, cancer, type 2 diabetes, and other conditions. And so you can simply do that by moving. It can help reduce the risk of those things. And so the second thing is a little-known fact or benefit of walking is it helps tame a sweet tooth. A pair of studies from the University of Exeter found that a 15-minute walk can curb cravings for chocolate and even reduce the amount of chocolate you eat in a stressful situation. And the latest research confirms that walking can reduce cravings and intake of various of sugary snacks. So the next time you get stressed out and you want to stress eat the 3 bars of chocolate, go for a walk. So the third one, it reduces the risk of developing breast cancer. Now, some of you men may have just shut off when I said that, and you think, oh, okay, he's talking to the women now. Wait a minute. This is the Exceptional Husband Podcast. What's he doing? Okay, guys, listen. I literally just got through talking to someone the other day, a male friend of mine, who had to go get a mammogram because there was a history of cancer in his family. And I know at least two other folks that their fathers actually passed away from breast cancer. So, men, don't just shut down here when I say this part, but just know that it can reduce just periodic walking on a regular basis. Even short walks can help reduce the risk of breast cancer, which we've already talked about. It can reduce different forms of cancer. So it's good to walk. Number 4, it eases joint pain, which we've already hit that quite a few times now. So several studies have found that walking reduces arthritis-related pain and that walking 5 to 6 miles a week can even prevent arthritis from forming in the first place. Walking protects the joints, especially the knees and hips, which are most susceptible to osteoarthritis, by lubricating them and strengthening the muscles that support them. So, great benefit of walking. And number 5, it boosts the immune function. Walking can help protect you during cold and flu seasons. A study of over 1,000 men and women found that those who walked at least 20 minutes a day, at least 5 days a week, had 43% fewer sick days than those who exercised once a week or less. And if they did get sick, it was for a shorter duration and their symptoms were milder. So that's a lot of information. That's like 15 minutes worth of facts and studies and things like that. So I'm hoping that that has already kind of set the mood for you to realize, you know what? I don't have to hit the gym, you know, 6-7 days a week, and, you know, 3 hours, work out in the gym 3 hours a week. You know, hey, great. If you can, if you have an intense workout regimen, more power to you. That's awesome. But I'm telling you that as studies have proven over and over again, walking can lengthen your life. Walking can benefit you. Now, the reason that I came up with this, the reason that I wanted to do this podcast episode today is I realized something the other day. So now we're getting more into the practical of what I've seen in my life. And so thought of a few things. One, I can verify most of the points of the studies that I've just shared with you. I have literally seen that in my own life. So with me, I'm the guy who, when I was very little, I was super skinny. I was barely eating when I was a toddler, and my family was worried for me, and they took me to the doctor, and the good old country doctor said, leave the boy alone. When he gets hungry, he'll eat. And well, I guess somewhere along the way, I definitely got hungry and I started eating a lot and I never stopped. So with me, I've always struggled with my weight from the time I was probably, you know, preteen till now. Weight is something I've had to fight against and really work to keep off. Well, I will tell you that walking, consistent walking, has been one of the best things for me. And as I mentioned earlier, sorry to repeat it, but it's worth repeating. I find that balance. You know, if I go crazy in the gym, if I work out too much, obviously you can overdo anything, then I can hurt more. But I'm telling you guys, if I spend too much time on the couch and I don't move, then I hurt probably even more than if I overwork myself. And so there is that medium I find where regular walking is so good for my body. It helps me maintain a healthy weight, and it really does. I've seen it help my physical health, my mental health, and it really does help maintain my weight. And so, and even lose weight, because I know some of the times I've had some great weight loss, it's coupled with walking. Even when I've been working out in the gym, no matter how much weightlifting I do, which weightlifting I think is amazing and great for weight loss and toning and health and bone health and all those things. But I'm telling you that just walking alone, or walking in addition to whatever it is you're already doing with weights, is so good for you. So the other things I've also seen in my own life is the, like what I just touched on just a little bit there, was the mental health. It is such a good stress relief to just get out and walk. Now, what I've walked probably, who knows how many dozens and maybe I'm sure hundreds of miles, I've done right here in my neighborhood. I've just walked around my neighborhood. Thankfully, I do have a neighborhood that's got, you know, lots of trees. It's not just asphalt and concrete, but there's lots of trees. But I also know that there's times where I've done extensive walking and regular walking in parks. We have some great parks around here in East Tennessee. Going out in the woods, you know, this is maybe it's something you can't do every week or you know, daily, definitely not, maybe not, or weekly even. But if you can do those occasional times to get out in the woods and walk, then it is so good for you. It's so good. Something about being out in nature, you know, with the streams, with the trees, with the extra oxygen, I guess, that you're getting from the trees, I guess. But it's good for your soul. It's good for your spirit. It's good for your heart. It's good for your mind. And it's good for your body. And then the other thing, and this is what really sparked this episode, was when I realized the other day that, okay, so I was in full-time ministry for 17 years. And during those 17 years, I have written and preached literally hundreds of sermons. I've taught Sunday school. I've taught lessons. I've done all these things. I've done seminars. I've done retreats, all these different things. All, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sermons and teachings. And I realized that in all those years, 17 years of full-time working in that area, that I can tell you right now, categorically, and my wife will back me up on this, and we've talked about this, is that the very best sermons that I ever preached, that I ever wrote, that I ever came up with, that I, especially those, I just literally felt like it was like a download from God. I don't know if you've experienced that, but there's times that I've been praying and either I was looking for, you know, a sermon or a teaching, or there's been times where I wasn't even looking for it, but it's just like God started what I call downloading it. And there's been times he's downloaded it so much that I've almost like, okay, slow down. I don't know if I can keep all this. And then when I got back to my car or got back to my desk to where I could write this stuff down, it's like it was coming so fast I could barely keep up writing. And those absolute best teachings, I got downloaded while I was walking, either in the woods or just around the park, even around the neighborhood. But it's when I was walking. So there's something about getting the blood flowing. There's something about moving that just helps you. And when you're outside and you're breathing the better quality of air than, you know, what's inside most buildings, you're going to have higher quality of air outside than inside. And so I encourage you, one of the first tips here is, or practical applications of this is, if you're at a point where you need to make decisions, if you're at a point where either you've hit a mental roadblock on something you need to do, something you need to decide, something you need to create, we talked about creativity from one of the studies, but if you're in that area where there's like this mental block, emotional block, spiritual block, to where you can't move forward in thinking of something you need to come up with, an answer you need or something you're creating, then I can't encourage you enough to get out and go for a walk. And literally, like if you're sitting down at your desk or you're sitting down at the table and you're trying to make this decision and you just can't move forward, then it might be a great time to just pump the brakes and head outside, you know, take a hike, as it's titled. But go out there and take a hike to really clear the mind and focus on that. And one thing I'll throw in here is when I've gone walking, I've done both ways of this. I've had some great times walking where I've listened to an encouraging book, or I've listened to scripture, or I've listened to podcasts. And so I believe there's an excellent place to listen to something while you're walking. But then at the same time, I also know that there's incredible benefits of listening to nothing except the nature around you as you walk, especially, you know, we're talking about decision-making here. Guys, listen, prayer, someone just said this yesterday at a men's breakfast, but prayer is, you know, it's basically just conversation. And in context of what I heard yesterday, one of the gentlemen said, you know, he heard someone say one time that even if you're arguing or complaining to God, that it's still prayer, because prayer is conversation, prayer is talking. But so in the context of walking, prayer is a conversation, all right? So in a conversation, it goes two ways. You speak, you listen. You speak, you listen. And as you've probably heard many times in your life, you have two ears and one mouth, so you should probably be listening twice as much as you talk. So I encourage you, especially if you're one of these guys to where, you know, your prayer is a one-way conversation where all you do is say, oh, God, give me, give me, give me, or God, deliver, deliver, or God, heal, heal, and or God, God this, God that, and you don't take time to listen, then you're really missing out on something incredible. And so I encourage you, sometimes when you're going to walk, it's great to just walk in silence. It's great to, you know, to go ahead and talk to God, pray and say, Lord, here's where I'm at. Here's where I need help. God, help me. And then stop talking, shut your mouth in your brain and physically out of your lips and just listen. And so when you're on that walk, it can be a great time to just listen. So I encourage you with that. And so, and then myself also, I've also seen the health benefits. As I mentioned earlier, I've seen it help me maintain my weight and help me lose weight and just feel better and relieve anxiety and depression. And so pretty much everything that I mentioned in these studies, I have seen in my own life. So I encourage you today, gentlemen, wherever you're at in life, if you've got a lot of stress or you've got decisions to make, or you know you need to improve your health, I'm telling you, any one of these reasons is a great reason to get outside and just walk. You know, instead of waiting for the great health, the gym membership, or to buy your set of weights or your workout machine or whatever, I'm telling you, you already have all the tools you need is to just get out and walk and go take a walk, and it's going to help your benefits so much. And I mean, you know, we could go on about this for hours, I guess, but if you're one of these guys who like the tracking stuff, I personally like the walking apps. There's any number of walking apps you can find to kind of keep track of how much you've walked and how well you walked. You know, I've got a Garmin watch. It does an amazing job of tracking my walking and my health and while I'm walking. You know, there's any number of things that can kind of help you along your way if you're one of those guys who kind of like to keep track of things. I think it's a great tool as well. But I just encourage you, whether you're tracking or you're just getting outside, go for a walk. See just how much it helps you. And so I encourage you this next week, find time, even if it's just for 5 minutes. You don't have to go for hours, just even if it's 5 minutes. And if you've not walked at all, then don't make it a goal to, you know, walk 5 miles today. Instead, just say, okay, I'm going to go around the block one time, or I'm going to go to my mailbox and back. If you've not been moving at all, you know, just make it out to my mailbox and back. And then I encourage you each time you walk, I encourage you to walk multiple times a week, but each time you go walking, extend it just a little more, just walk a little further. And then build up. Don't, like I said, don't go out and say, I'm going to run a marathon. Don't go out and say, I'm going to walk 5 miles today if you've never walked. But just start slow, because I'm telling you, it's not about the quantity as much as it is about the quality and the consistency. If you do this on a regular basis, you're going to see benefits mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. You're going to see benefits of just getting out and taking a walk. Short walks that can build up to longer walks. But whether it's short or long walks, consistency is the key. So I hope this has encouraged you today. As I always say, if you feel like that there's someone that could really benefit from this, I encourage you to share it with them, post it on your social media, and I encourage you to tell others about it. You know, the goal of this is really just to help men right where they're at, to encourage men and to help them in multiple areas of life. And so I encourage you to, if you've not already subscribed, please subscribe to the podcast. Go ahead and give me a like or comment. It really kind of helps get the word out there about it. And guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope this has encouraged you. I hope this is giving you just a practical tip for the day, because I know this is one area of life that is just really benefited me. It's benefited my soul, even my mind, my soul, my body, my spirit. It's really been something that's helped me. So thank you so much for listening today. You guys have a great week. And we'll catch you next week on the Exceptional Husband Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the Exceptional Husband Podcast. This episode has been brought to you by Today for a Better Tomorrow Life Coaching. I sincerely hope you found encouragement and fresh ideas were sparked for you to grow more today. If you'd like more focused help in becoming an exceptional man, husband, and father, check out www.t4bt.us. That's t4bt.us. Click on the Book a Clarity Session button to schedule a conversation with me to see if personal coaching might be something for you. For this first call, I waive my usual fees just to get to know you better and see if we might be a good fit for me to help you on your journey. Once again, that's www.t4bt.us. Thanks again for listening, and remember, yesterday is gone forever and tomorrow is out of reach. All you can change is today.